God said. And he had a desire for a Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold. And he took those things and he hid them in his tent. As a result of his disobedience, later on, God sent the army, or Joshua sent the army, to a place called Ai. An easy defeat for God's people, but they were defeated. And the Bible teaches us that 36 people died as a result of that. Joshua inquired as to what the problem could be. Where had the blessing of God gone? And the next thing you know, we find out that Achan is admitting to what took place. And the Bible says that Achan and his family were stoned to death. And after the stoning, they were set afire. His sin actually brought his funeral. Physical death. There's a story in the Bible of course, someone that you know quite well, Peter. He was very close to Jesus, and he had an excellent testimony for Christ. He was known as being the right-hand man for Jesus Christ. But on the way to the cross, Peter got tied up with the wrong group of people, and he began denying and cussing and pretty well separating himself from the cause of Christ. And I honestly believe there that Peter brought to death a wonderful testimony. Basically, up until then, Peter had not denied the Lord. He'd stuck right in there. But I think that he brought to death somewhat of a flawless testimony. I believe Peter's sin may have killed his testimony. Everybody to this day would tell you Peter denied Christ. He cursed. He separated himself from the cause of Christ for that moment. And so, the wages of sin was death for Achan. The wages of sin was death for the testimony of Peter. The wages of sin was death for Moses. You see, Moses was leading God's people through the wilderness. God told Moses, he said, I want you to speak to that rock and it will bring forth water and you're going to be cared for. Moses lost his temper and he smote the rock. And the Bible says in the book of Numbers, because of that sin, I believe a dream of Moses' was put to death. Don't you think that Moses dreamed of going into that promised land? But the dream was put to death because of the sin. He dreamed of going into that land. He dreamed of being there. And I think there were nights when it was sleepless night because he wanted that dream. But a dream was put to death because of sin. The wages of sin were death in the life of Cain and, of course, Abel. Cain and Abel, the children of Adam and Eve, God wanted both of them to sacrifice to the Lord. One chose to do wrong, the other chose to do right. As a result of the disappointment and the embarrassment and the rebellion, Cain slew Abel. Can you imagine a sin that would bring to death a relationship like a brother and a brother? A relationship like a brother and a sister, but I can assure you, the sin of Cain brought the death of relationship. He was driven away from his mother and away from his father, and he was driven away from people, and many people did not want to have a relationship with him because of his sin. See, sin brings death. The story of Samson, he was a powerful man. They got himself involved with the wrong woman. As a result of that, Samson ends up losing his power. He lost his sight. Now, you're never going to convince me that it was God's will that Samson became like an animal, unable to use his power for God, but that's what happened to him as a result of his sin. He lost his eyesight. He lost his power. He lost his influence. All because of sin. Matter of fact, I really believe the ultimate will of God was lost in the life of Samson because of his sin. And then, of course, we know that in Luke chapter 16, there's the story of the rich man and the beggar. Both died. The beggar was found in the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man, his sin of rejecting Christ as Savior, caused him to wake up in hell, burning. So, the wages of sin our death. Achan's sin brought the death of his body. Peter's sin brought the death of his testimony. Moses' sin brought the death of a dream. Cain's sin brought the death of a relationship. Samson's sin brought the death of the ultimate accomplishment for which he was created, the death of that perfect will for his life, and the rich man's sin brought death in hell. Sin's paycheck has always been death. And it will always result in the death of something. Sin brings death. Sin brings death. So let me give you some of these areas again. I'll repeat them to you. And let me kind of bring you up to date about Romans 6:23. The wages of sin are death. Area number one, physical death. Like Achan and Achan's family. I hate to think it, but I believe it to be true. Somebody in this room will die because of your sin. You will die because of your sin. Maybe it'll be drugs. You say, no, but Lord, this is Hiles Anderson College. Oh, I'm sorry. There's somebody in here that's going to make the mistake of your life, and you're going to end up out there taking drugs, and you'll go, you'll die because of those drugs, or you'll be killed by the people that gave it to you. It'll happen. Somebody in this room will die as a result of something like that. You say, not me, Brother Owens. Listen very carefully then. Listen very, very carefully. Maybe it'll be booze. I'll tell you something, young people. The bottle will take you farther than you want to go. It'll take you deeper than you ever planned. It'll cost you more than you plan to pay. Somebody's going to die physically because of your sin. Maybe it will be sex outside of marriage. Anybody can say anything they want to say about it, but AIDS is a judgment of God on our promiscuous society, and people are going to die because of that. And if I were a young person in this society, I'd keep myself pure. You're going to die someday because of your ways. Some here will die early because of sin. Some young lady here will more than likely die because of a failed abortion. See, not here, Brother Owens. Yes, here. Yes, here. There'll be no death in heaven because there'll be no sin in heaven. Thank God for that. You say, now, Brother Owens, this is pretty tough. I mean, this doesn't apply to New Testament Christianity. You better explain that to Ananias and Sapphira. You better watch out, Cora! You disloyal member of the staff! You may die! A young lady in the First Baptist Church, she stood at my office. She had rebelled against God, rebelled against her school, rebelled against everybody. I'd tried and I'd tried and I'd tried to help her with anger in her eyes, blaming everybody but herself and the devil. She was storming away. I said, boy, you're going to die if you don't knock it off. You're going to die. You're bound to die. You won't live like that and live long. Months later, I wish I had the tape of my answering machine. When her mother called my house, screaming at the top of her lungs, she said, she mentioned the girl's name and she was screaming. She said, she's in the hospital dying. She said, it's your fault. You said it was going to happen. And you're the only one that can help. You better get to that hospital right away. And so it was about 3 o'clock in, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I went to the hospital, and as I was walking in the hospital, Brother Colston was walking out. And he said, I don't think she'll make it through the night. The people she was running with took a baseball bat to her and beat her and used it in every imaginable way. Her body was beaten and swollen. There was pus coming from her eyes and her mouth. As I walked into that room, you could just barely see into her eyes. I walked into the room and I looked down at her, and her eyes, as much as they could, begin to put forth tears. And I said, I told you. I told you. And those tears said to me, Brother Owens, please help me. I laid my hand on her beat up arm and I said, God, please spare her. Spare her. I walked out that night. I walked in the next morning and Brother Colston was walking out and he said, "I don't know what happened. She's setting up in bed." Those tears meant, "I'm coming back. I'm coming back." And you listen to me. You listen to me well. There's somebody under the sound of my voice. You will die. You will die because of your sin. You don't play games with God like some of you have been doing. You don't play games with God and get away with it. You say, "You here talking to me?" If it's hitting home like it is with some of you, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm talking to you from this corner here all the way to this corner here and everybody in between. You better set up and listen. The wages of sin is death, and it's physical death. And sometimes the innocent die with the guilty. Somebody better tell Achan's family it wasn't their fault. It was Achan's fault. But somebody died, and David lost a child. Why? Because of sin. Sin brings death. It always has. It always has. Sin brings death. The wages of sin is death. It'll be the death of your testimony if you're not careful. The Apostle Peter ruined his testimony. Thomas went down in history for being a doubter. Hey, some of you have had fine testimonies throughout your life. Your parents reared you in such a way so you could have a good, clean name. Don't bring death to that. You can't get back your purity. You can't get it back. You can't get back a pure testimony. You keep your testimony and you keep it pure. Some of you are ruining your testimony through your temper. Some of you are going to ruin your testimony through a fit of passion. You're going to go down in history of being the loosest girl at Hiles Anderson College. You're going to be the one that everybody's going to say, "I remember when we made that rule. We made it that rule for that young lady because she would not control herself." The death of your testimony. Don't go to places that would destroy your testimony. Don't destroy your testimony over the summer, young people. You have no right to destroy it. A young man came to this college. He came here to graduate. He got so caught up in his job. They said, "Take a little time off and work for us. It'll pay off in the end." He did. One night, while with the big shots, one said to him, "Let's have a bite to eat after work." They did. The big shot ordered the drinks. And our college student drank one. Didn't come back to school. Left his wife. He left his wife to become a drunk. Started living with a woman. And he sat in my office and he said, "Look, Owen, I've ruined my testimony. I've ruined my testimony. It's dead. My testimony is rotten. Look at me. Look at the mess I've made of myself." Thank God that God is merciful. He and his wife are back together. Now, maybe he'll do something a little for God. I don't know how much, though. Because the death of a testimony. The wages of sin is death. Maybe the death of your dream. I think Moses laid awake at night. He dreamed of leading the people into that land. It seems like he deserved it, but because of sin, his dream would never come to fruition. Hey, some of you dreamed of coming to Hiles Anderson College. Now you dream of getting out of here. What's wrong with you? Don't bring your dream to death. Some of you dreamed of getting a good job someday and teaching in a Christian school. Sin will bring death to your dream. Some of you dreamed of having a good wife. Sin will bring death to your dream. Some of you dreamed of having a good husband someday. Sin will bring death to your dream. Some of you dreamed of having a good, wholesome Christian family. And you should. But some of you will sin and bring death to your dream. You dreamed of a healthy life. But sin will bring death to your dream. You dreamed of serving God. But sin will bring death to your dream. You dreamed of preaching. But sin will bring death to your dream. You dreamed of being a pastor, but sin will bring death to your dream. You dreamed one day of going onto the mission field, but sin will bring death to your dream. You dreamed one day of having children, but sin will bring death to your dream. You thought one day, "I'll be an evangelist," but sin will bring death to your dream. Believe me, young people, the devil's a dream destroyer. He's a dream destroyer. Your sin was the down payment on the casket of your dreams. She said to me, "Brother Owens, all my life, since I was a little girl, reared in a preacher's home, all I wanted to be was the wife of a man of God. And I came to college. I got to running with this young man. And I let him touch me. We would sneak and pat. And nobody knew. We never got caught. When he would climb into the pew, I'd always let him rub his legs up against mine. I never stopped him when his elbows touched me when they shouldn't have. When he said things that I knew were inappropriate, I let him lead me and lead me and lead me. He said, she said, I didn't really think it was going to affect anything. I didn't think it was going to hurt me. Somebody kept saying, don't cross the line, don't cross the line, don't cross the line. But I didn't figure they were talking to me. How could that little bit hurt me? How could it hurt me? And they moved away from here, got married. Let's start a church. She said, it only took a few months after we got there. He didn't come home one night. And then another. And then another. She said, I kept trying to cover for him. I tried to cover because, I mean, this was my man of God that I dreamed of. She said, it didn't take me long till I found out that he'd been sleeping with other women. And when I left him, people told me he'd been sleeping with women and sleeping with men. She said, I'll never forget the day. This was a white lady. She said, I'll never forget the day that the phone call came from a black woman that said, your husband is the father of my child. He's a professing homosexual today. Sin will bring death to your dreams. Sin will bring death to your life. It'll bring death to your testimony. Some of you, you have parents that have dreamed for you. And the faculty and staff, they've dreamed for you. You say, well, Brother Orange, I'm not dreaming for myself. I'm dreaming for you. I'm dreaming for you. God's got something big for you. Don't let sin destroy your dreams. God's got a dream for you. Bigger than you can ever imagine. Don't trash God's dreams. Sin brings death to your dreams. Another area where sin brings death, it brings death in the area of your relationships. The story of Cain and Abel, it seems so simple. A brother killed a brother. How rotten sin is to think a brother would kill a brother. I can't imagine killing my own brother. Hey, and back then, the number of brothers was real limited. It's like not like you could exchange. Anybody here in their right mind would exchange two sisters for one brother. Matter of fact, I'd exchange all my sisters for a boat. Better than that, I'd exchange it for a hamster. Sin brings death. The wages of sin are death. It's death. It's death. The death of a relationship. Hey, real friends, that friendship relationship. Real friends don't encourage friends to rebel. Real friends don't encourage friends to break rules. Real friends don't say, let's stay out past curfew. Real friends say no to sin. Why? It'll bring death to your relationship. Real friends say be faithful. Real friends encourage you to go to class. Real friends don't say, I think we can get away with it. That's not friendship. Sin is going to bring your friendship to an end. We're going to bury your friend, brother, and you're going to be responsible. Death to relationship with real friends is caused by sin. Death to your marriage will be caused by sin. Death to the relationship that you could have had with your children will be caused by sin. Some of you don't realize what your sin will do to your families. It'll bring deaths to some very good relationships. Family came to our college. He dropped out of school because it got a little bit tough. And his wife came to see me and she said, Brother Owens, I know one thing. It's my job to encourage him and keep him going. I'll get him back in school. She prayed and she worked at it. It got tougher and tougher. She called me one day and she said, Brother Owens, he just threw me out of the house. He's got a gun. He's put his fist through four different walls. He said he's going to kill me. if I come home. I said, you wait a while, give him a call and ask if you can come home, because I want you to go home. She went home. She said, I really want to be the right kind of wife. I want to keep him going. I'm going to get him back in. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to get him back to God. And I wish we had more ladies like that. I'm going to get him back to God. No prosperity. Didn't work. Two weeks ago, I counseled her. She slept with another man. It's done. It's all over. Sin. You say, well, if I quit, it'll only affect me. No, it'll affect your wife someday, young man. You say, I'm going to take her. I'm going home. You better listen to me now. Sin brings death. They never planned it that way. They never thought it would turn out that way. Let me give you all a little bit of a warning. I'm not an old man, but I watch real, real carefully. There's something about somebody that surrendered their life to Almighty God that when they back out, all hell cuts loose against them. You'll never be happy. You'll never be happy. You know what? The devil, he's going to get you down and talk you out. He's got you down. He's going to make you bitter with God. He's going to try to stop you. Once you're on your way down, he wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you down. He'll show no mercy. You'll never be happy outside the service of God. I've watched and watched and watched, and I kept hoping. Surely they're going to be happy. Surely they're going to make it. They're not out to do bad. Their problem was they were not out to do all the good they could. You won't be happy. Death of relationships. The wages of sin are death. You're going to see the death of a body. Somebody is going to die. The death of a testimony. You're going to ruin the whole life of your parents if they gave you that decent name. Your dad got up every day, went to work every day, gave you a good name, and you're going to ruin it one day. The death of your dreams. The death of your dreams. The death of relationships. The death of God's perfect will. There are people here that would prefer I not talk about the perfect will of God. But I have too many young people here that have given their life diligently to try to find that. I can't ignore it. I cannot sacrifice the pure on the altar of the fallen. There are some of you, you've worked very hard all your life to stay pure and do your very best to stay right smack dab in the center of God's will. Now you stay there. You stay there. Don't bring death to that thing. You work too hard. You sacrifice too long. Yes, it's worth it to be pure, young lady. It's worth it. Wait, the time's coming. It's going to be worth it all. I believe that when Samson got caught up with Delilah, I believe that it limited the power of God in his life, and he was never the same man. He lost a sight. He lost his sight. Some of you are going to step out of the perfect will of God. You'll lose your vision. You'll lose your intensity. You'll lose your drive because of it. And some of you will never get it back like you had it before, because you know you've got a mark against your record. Now don't put that mark on your record. You get the idea. You get the idea that because fallen people are used, that that's the route to go. Jesus never fell and was used more than anybody will ever be used in all of eternity. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. But Ohio's never fell. He's the one that made this college. He's the one that you were tempted to come and to learn about so he can teach us about. The other one that didn't fall, Jesus Christ. You know, the depth of God's perfect will. We continually sin when we know better. We know better. But somebody else is doing it. I didn't make it right. I didn't make it right in the slightest. You sin by not studying in school. Now I realize your grades are not necessarily things that will make you or break you. But getting good grades will get you a step closer to being made. You can check my grades if you want. I'm a wild, hellfire, brimstone, cut loose, don't back off for anybody, preacher, but I'll tell you something. When I came here to go to school, I got good grades. When I did not get the best grade available, I was disappointed in myself. So, yeah, I just want to be a fundamentalist. You're going to be a retardo is what you're going to be. The death of God's perfect will. Some of you are going to frustrate that will of God. God wanted you to pastor a big work, but you won't. Too interested in your sin. I wonder what God has for you. You ever wonder? I'm going to get all I can. I'm going to go as far as I can, run as fast as I can, right toward that perfect will of God. And you're not going to deter me, and I'm not going to let anybody else deter me. Sin brings death! The death of God's will! Samson's sin with Delilah messed up that perfect will. Messed it up. He paid more than what he thought he would. He was being treated like an animal because of it. Some of you will strike a match to the great will of God. You choose cremation as the form of burial. You'll put a wonderful will that God had planned for you to death because of your sin while in college. See, we spend a lot of time reminding you that no matter what you have done, God has a will for you. And I believe that. I believe the minute we sin, God rebuilds the will immediately. I believe God rewrites the will for us every time we mess up. But some of you need to realize God is constantly using a pencil to rewrite your will because it has an eraser on the end. Some of you go right back to the hog trough of the world every time you turn around. It's time for some of you to get serious. And from here on out, God doesn't have to rewrite that will anymore. You can aim yourself and focus yourself and say, here I come, God. Put that pencil away. I'm coming at you strong, fast, and hard. And I'm going to be you. I don't want my dream put to death. I don't want my life put to death. I don't want my relationships put to death. I don't want anything put to death. God, I want to live. I want to live. I want to live. I want to live for you. Then there's the death of the soul. There's somebody in here, if you die today, you go straight to hell and you know it. You're the only one that knows it. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. You say, what would everybody think? Everybody here before you. They'd be for you. You're going to give an account to God for what you heard today. What a terrible place to go to hell from, Hiles Anderson College. Sin brings death. Some of you need to get yourself off of sin's payroll. You're going to get your check. You're not going to like it when you get it. There's going to be a bonus on there that you never planned for. Some of you need to realize your food stamps of mercy are about gone. Drop the patience, about run out. God's a just God. Got to keep his word. The wages of sin are death. Well, but Owens, what sin brings death? I'm not sure. As I studied it, I just kept finding more and more. Which one are you thinking about? Which one are you thinking about? God can't reveal to me your sin. He can only reveal it to you. If everything works together today, which one are you thinking about? Which one is it for you? Let the Holy Spirit work on you! You know, I just came to tell you this. I can't tell you which sin, I can just tell you of the final destination. That's all. Death. I can't tell you where you've been. I don't know. I can't tell you where you're going to go. I can't tell you what you're going to do along the way. I can just tell you the final destination is predicted in Romans 6. Sin brings death. I tremble to preach a message like this, but somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to die. So, Brother Owens, what do I do? Cancel the funeral. Just cancel the funeral. Hey, decide I'm not dying. Everybody else can die, but I'm not dying. I'm going to live. Hey, nobody's dead here yet. You're still alive. You're doing okay. Turn from your sin. Get back to Jesus. See, he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. Get to Jesus and live for it. The wages of sin are death. Somebody is going to die. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'll do a work and that we'll remember it throughout our whole life. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want you to be quiet this morning. I'd like for you to stand. I'd like for you to bow your head.